IELTS Reading, Academic, Practice Test 9, The Science of Healing. Building Confidence Through IELTS Reading Academic Practice. Success in the IELTS exam begins with dedication and consistency, and few habits are more powerful than regular IELTS Reading Academic Practice. Each session of IELTS Reading Academic Practice not only builds comprehension and speed, but also strengthens confidence when facing challenging academic texts. By turning IELTS Reading Academic Practice into a daily routine, learners transform uncertainty into mastery, preparing themselves to approach the test with clarity, focus, and determination. To make the most of every study session, learners should set clear and achievable goals for their reading journey. Each goal, whether it's improving scanning skills, answering questions more accurately, or finishing a passage within the time limit, creates a sense of purpose and progress. Tracking improvements over time turns IELTS practice from a routine task into an inspiring path of growth. With every page read and every question mastered, candidates move one step closer to the band score they truly deserve. Now, it's time to put your skills into action. Immerse yourself in the following IELTS Reading Academic passage about wounds and injuries, and challenge yourself to answer the questions that follow with confidence and curiosity.
Healing Through Time, the Evolving Understanding of Wounds and Injuries. Paragraph A, throughout human history, wounds and injuries have been among the most common and dangerous threats to survival. From primitive bandages made of leaves to modern surgical techniques that rely on advanced biotechnology, physicians have long sought to understand the complex process of how the body repairs itself. Recent scientific discoveries have shed new light on the remarkable mechanisms of healing, as well as on how lifestyle, environment, and technology influence the recovery process. Paragraph B. The earliest recorded attempts at wound treatment date back over 4,000 years. Ancient Egyptian physicians used honey, animal fat, and lint to treat open cuts and burns. Honey, now known to contain natural antibacterial properties, prevented infection long before the discovery of microorganisms. Similarly, the Greek physician Hippocrates described the use of vinegar and wine to cleanse wounds, an early recognition of the importance of preventing infection. These treatments may seem primitive by modern standards, yet many of their principles remain scientifically valid. Preventing bacterial contamination and maintaining a clean environment are still cornerstones of wound care today. Paragraph C. The understanding of wounds changed dramatically in the 19th century with the pioneering work of physicians such as Joseph Lister. Before Lister's time, infections in hospitals were rampant, and even minor surgeries could lead to death from sepsis. In 1867, Lister introduced the use of carbolic acid to sterilize surgical instruments and dressings. His antiseptic methods reduced infection rates dramatically and transformed surgical practice worldwide. Lister's research marked the beginning of modern aseptic techniques and established the idea that invisible microbes were the true enemies in wound management. Paragraph D. As medicine entered the 20th century, scientists began to uncover the intricate biological processes behind wound healing. They discovered that the body responds to injury through a series of carefully timed stages. First comes inflammation, during which immune cells rush to the wound site to destroy bacteria and clear damaged tissue. This is followed by the proliferation phase, when new cells begin to grow and repair the damaged area. Finally, the remodeling phase strengthens the newly formed tissue and restores its function. Understanding these stages has allowed physicians to develop treatments that assist, rather than interrupt, the body's natural repair systems. Paragraph E. In recent decades, the study of wounds has extended beyond physical healing to include molecular and cellular mechanisms. Researchers have found that certain proteins, such as growth factors, play a vital role in stimulating cell division and tissue regeneration. This has led to the development of bioengineered skin substitutes and synthetic dressings that release healing compounds directly into the wound. These innovations have revolutionized the treatment of chronic wounds, such as diabetic ulcers, which were once extremely difficult to heal. Paragraph F. Equally fascinating are the findings related to how external factors influence healing. Studies show that psychological stress, poor nutrition, and lack of sleep can significantly delay wound closure. Conversely, proper diet, emotional well-being, and controlled exercise promote faster recovery. One groundbreaking experiment conducted by physicians at Ohio State University revealed that patients who practiced relaxation techniques healed up to 25% faster after surgery than those who did not. Such results highlight the deep connection between the mind and body, a link that medical science is only beginning to understand in full. Paragraph G. Advancements in imaging technology have also enabled physicians to observe wound healing in real time. Using high-resolution microscopes and 3D imaging, scientists can now watch cells migrate, divide, and interact as a wound closes. These observations have led to a deeper understanding of why some injuries heal cleanly, while others lead to excessive scarring or chronic inflammation. In addition, genetic studies are identifying variations that explain why certain individuals recover more efficiently than others. This new era of personalized medicine could allow doctors to tailor treatments to each patient's biological makeup, maximizing healing potential. Paragraph H, the field of regenerative medicine offers perhaps the most exciting promise for the future. Physicians and biologists are now experimenting with stem cells, undifferentiated cells capable of developing into various tissue types, to accelerate the repair of wounds and burns. Early clinical trials have shown encouraging results, particularly for patients with severe injuries who previously had limited treatment options. Combined with 3D printing technologies, researchers are even exploring the possibility of creating custom skin grafts that match a patient's own tissue. Paragraph 1. Despite these remarkable advances, challenges remain. The rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria threatens to reverse some of the progress made since Lister's time. Chronic conditions such as diabetes and vascular disease continue to complicate wound healing in millions of patients worldwide. Nevertheless, the journey from ancient remedies to modern biotechnology illustrates an extraordinary evolution in medical understanding. Each new discovery brings physicians closer to mastering the body's most fundamental survival skill, the ability to heal itself. Paragraph J. In the end, the story of wound healing is not only a scientific one, but also a deeply human one. It reflects our persistent effort to transform pain into recovery, damage into renewal, and vulnerability into strength. From the dusty bandages of ancient Egypt to the molecular laboratories of today, the study of wounds continues to remind us how far medicine has come and how much more it can still achieve.
In conclusion, completing the passage on wounds and injuries is more than just an exercise in IELTS reading. It's a step forward in mastering the art of focused reading. Every question answered strengthens your ability to identify key ideas, interpret evidence, and think critically under time pressure. Remember, each round of IELTS reading academic practice brings you closer to understanding not only complex texts, but also your own progress as a learner. Keep reading, keep challenging yourself, and let every passage you complete move you one step nearer to your IELTS success.